Romans 8, 26 and 27. We'll kind of try to finish up where we started last week. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, or our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings, not too deep, or this is it not too deep or too deep? Okay, for us with groanings, I had to flip the page there, too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So last week we looked at some struggles when we pray. We talked about how I should pray about a situation or for the person. What is the Father's will in that instance? Do we know specifically or not? How should I express myself to God and convey really what's on my heart? Sometimes we're just at a loss for words due to emotion. Sometimes we're confused with different possibilities or the problem, and we don't know exactly. You know, we're kind of trying to weigh them all out and the pros and the cons and different paths that if we choose this, what's going to happen. And so just the confusion that sometimes we have of not really knowing exactly, you know, what to ask for or how to specifically pray. So, but as we pray, realize that Jesus said that he would send us a helper. You know, that we do have the Holy Spirit. We do have part of the Godhead with us. That is not just with me, but he's in me, and he is upon me. He encompasses me. You know, I have full power. I have access to his full power. So what are some ways that the Holy Spirit can guide us or wants to guide us as we pray? All right, I have a few things written or typed up or whatever, but what are your thoughts? What are ways the Holy Spirit guides us as we pray, or would like to guide us as we pray? Your thoughts.
The Spirit sometimes prompts us when to pray.
All right, he prompts us when to pray. Good. He'll lay a need, a person, something upon our hearts to pray for, and many times we find later that right as we were praying, that individual was going through a struggle or having something that they needed intervention with. Good. Debbie.
Sometimes when you're praying, he'll prompt you of something that you've done wrong and kind of convict you.
All right, so conviction to confess something, or not always, I guess, something that you haven't done, or maybe a lot of times it's something that he wants you to do. You know, so it's that conviction of, okay, I need to do this. Yep, Dennis.
I know sometimes we will want to pray for what our will is versus what his will is. And I pray that his will overshadow my will, and we'll pray according to his will.
Yeah, good. You know, it's that balance of, you know, again, the struggle with, you know, this is what I would really like, but at the same time, I you know, maybe that's going to go down a path that isn't good. You know, and so, you know, God, if not, you know, intercede or change my thoughts and show me something different. Good. And that's the Holy Spirit should be doing that, you know, and guiding you in that. Good. Any other thoughts?
Holy Spirit's the one that prompts us that when we pray for someone, like for their salvation, for God to be known to them, he's the one that has us do that.
Okay, good. Good, Jeremy. Anybody else? Don't want to steal anybody's thunder. All right, here's some things I had thought of. By teaching us the meaning of God's word. You know, so as we're praying, the Holy Spirit's guiding us in Scripture, and as we read his word, teaching us and showing us those things. He reminds us of God's commandments and promises, you know, as we pray, you know, and helping us, guiding our thoughts through that. You know, he speaks of what Christ did. Again, who's our example? Christ is. You know, so we are looking at the life of Christ. We're trying to learn all we can from the life of Christ and have the Holy Spirit give us thoughts, give us insight, give us things that we can do to be like Christ. As someone mentioned earlier, Debbie, convicting us of sin, guiding us in the way of righteousness, giving us the ability to judge right and wrong, or right from wrong. You know, so there's many, many aspects of teaching and learning and guiding that we need the Holy Spirit to do as we pray. So when we pray, we're always asking for whose will to be accomplished. This is an easy one, throwing you a softball here. All right, God's will. All right, as Dennis said a minute ago, we always want God's will. Charles Stanley, I like his quote here, or what he said, "The Father's will includes all that is beneficial and good for us personally, and all that is beneficial and good for all his children, simultaneously and eternally." You know, so again, it's not just today, it's not just this week, it's not just me. There's a bigger picture, a bigger plan in all that. His plan is greater than our ability just to understand it. And so his purposes for our lives are beyond our comprehension. You know, and it's very difficult sometimes to try and wrap our minds around all of it. You know, and we technically we really can't. You know, it's not going to happen. Because God is so much greater than us, and he will give us insight to see and understand what he wants us to, but there's so much more out there as well. So how then do we pray within the Father's will? If we're to pray in the will of the Father, how do we do that? Or what does that look like?
What I had said last week was with Acts, adoration, confession,
okay.
Thanksgiving,
all right.
Salutation.
All right, so kind of having a pattern in which we strive to follow in prayer. All right, good. Yep, John.
I always pray for God's will, for the Spirit to teach me God's will so I can be obedient to it. So I ask for wisdom so I can understand his will for me.
Okay, good. All right, so we're asking for wisdom to understand and know the will of the Father. Good, good. Yep.
Similarly, I pray lost my train of thought.
So. That's fine. As soon as you get it, let me just put your hand back up.
We can pray as Jesus did. If it's an urgent situation, for this cup to pass, but if not, your will be done.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Anybody else? Yep.
I was going to say, if I'm not praying for the right thing to guide me to pray for the right thing.
Yeah, good. Good, Glenn. Yeah. So what are some right things to pray for, since you brought that up? Jeremy, you mentioned one earlier. You're going, man, I mentioned several things, so which one?
My mind's all over the place.
See if you remember.
For someone's salvation.
All right, for someone's salvation. All right, we're always to pray for the salvation of those that are lost, aren't we? I mean, that's just a given. You know, that's always going to be in the will of God. You know, it's never, you know, God save him if it's your will. All right, because what's Scripture tell us? What do we read in Scripture? God doesn't want any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And I know that's, there's a tension there, I get it. But let's take Scripture for what it says. You know, God does not want anyone to perish. You know, he wants everyone to come to repentance. And so we can go to him and say, God, I know it's your will for them to be saved. You know, draw them to yourself. Show them their need of salvation. You know, circumcise their heart, as we heard this morning. Break their heart. You know, and all of that is within God's will. You know, with none of that, we would never say, well, I'm praying outside of God's will for that. No, that's always within God's will. All right, what else?
Forgiveness of sin.
All right, forgiveness of sin. Good. Beth?
Are you still asking what you should pray for?
Sure, whatever.
Like if someone's going through a rough time, maybe they want to
sit. All right, so it's always in God's will to lift a fellow believer up for their needs. You know, and again, now we might struggle in knowing how to specifically ask for that. But we can still bring them before the Father and ask for him to intercede. Chris?
The things I pray for is like for today, everything that's said and done on campus today will be a glory to God.
Okay. All right. Yes. So whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. So we know that I am always to be glorifying him. So I can pray that knowing that it is in his will. You know, it's never not God's will for me to glorify him or for my speech, my actions, my behavior to glorify him. So to pray and ask, you know, may this event, may what I'm about to say, what I'm about to do glorify you, that's always going to be within God's will. Okay, yeah. Right. And to the degree that we can be more specific, even if you don't remember somebody's name, but a specific, you know, this is going on in their life and, because God knows their name, that's that thing of, instead of just saying, I pray for all the missionaries in the world. All right, well, let's be a little more specific. And if I forget what the Ribera's name is, but, pray for the missionary in South America and Brazil and, so we're at least attempting and trying to do that. All right, so, praying for unsaved people, obviously it's always going to be in God's will. If we're praying for fellow believers, then, let's look at Philippians 1, because I think Paul gives us in Philippians and Colossians, he gives us some very specific things that we can, that he says are always in God's will to pray for.
Yes, Steve.
Yep.
Prior to the 8:30 service, 8:15, there's a group of us that meet with the pastors, and we pray for this church. We ask the Holy Spirit is here that it would open our eyes and our hearts to the message that we're going to receive. But we pray for the congregation.
Right.
That, naturally, I pray for the outreach to the reach out to the world to save.
Right.
But we're always there. We're always awoken.
Yeah. Good, John. All right, so verses 3 through 6. He says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all. That was an old joke that Paul was a Southerner because he always says you all. Making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Then we can jump down to verse 9. He says, and it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. All right, so just from those six verses, what are things that we can specifically pray for brothers and sisters in Christ that we know are God's will?
Joy.
All right, joy. All right, we can pray that God gives joy to our brothers and sisters or to a certain individual. Maybe they're struggling and, we pray that God will give them joy.
That they continue to walk with in God's will.
All right, that they continue to walk with Christ or in Christ and in the will of God. Good.
They have knowledge and discernment.
All right, that they have knowledge and discernment, right. That they're growing, that they are being conformed to the image of Christ, that they're persevering in their faith and continuing. Good. What else?
Growing love.
All right, growing love, that their love continues to grow. And that it, he says that their love may abound more and more. So he doesn't want that light, that fire to go out. As it did, was it the church of... which church was it where that their fire went out? Which one?
Is it in Revelation?
It is Revelation. I should know. Troy, do you remember? They left their first love. I forget which one that one was. I want to say Philadelphia. Was it Philadelphia, Chris? Maybe. It's either that one or Laodicea. I think it was Philadelphia. Okay, the hot or cold, spew them out.
That's the one that was lukewarm.
Yes, lukewarm was Laodicea.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Courtney's going to find it for us.
I think I see that your knees are neither hot nor cold.
That was Laodicea.
Yeah, so we're looking for the lukewarm.
Yes. You left your first love. As she's looking that up, what are other specific things that we can pray for in God's will? There's a bunch of them. What's that, Debbie? All right, that they... Okay, good.
Church of Ephesus.
It was Ephesus?
Yeah.
Oh, we blew that one.
We're close.
There
were still turkeys on.
I was thinking Philadelphia is City of Love, so I thought maybe that was that one, but oh well. Ephesus. All right. Other things to pray for in God's will.
That they're filled with the fruit of righteousness.
Okay, good.
Jesus.
Right. All right, that they're pure and blameless. I think somebody mentioned that a little bit ago. But that's fine. That's a good one to mention a second time. All right, so we have that Christ will complete the work in them that he's begun. That their love may abound, that they grow in knowledge and discernment, that they live sincere lives as they follow Christ, never bring offense to his name, that they're filled with the fruits of righteousness, that their lives bring glory and praise to God. Okay, those are things that we can always pray for someone and know that, you know what, I'm not crossing any lines. I know that's God's will for them to be or to do in their lives. All right, go over to Colossians 1. Verses 9 through 12 kind of look at the same thing here. Paul says, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. All right, so anything different here than in Philippians?
Pretty much the same thing, just worded differently.
All right, we have filled with knowledge, and then the spiritual wisdom and understanding again, walking worthy of the Lord, that's fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit. I think that might be a little slightly different there, but bearing fruit and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with power, and having endurance, patience, the joy. And then this idea that we share in inheritance with others. So we know God's will. We have God's wisdom. We're growing in spiritual understanding, walking in righteousness, bearing fruit, growing in intimacy with the Lord, and be strong, patient, and joyful. So similar, so a few little slightly different nuances there, but very similar. So again, these are things that we can pray for in God's will, that God would bear fruit in our lives, other people's lives, that they would grow in the Lord, grow closer to him, be strengthened in him, be strong, be patient, have joy, all of those things. I think too often we fall prey to, God bless so-and-so and God bless so-and-so and, help them feel better, and which, okay, there's some of that, I'm not saying that's wrong, but I think we need to go a little deeper than that, and really think specifically or ask the Holy Spirit to guide us specifically, as I'm praying for Susan that's, homesick, is there something more that she needs other than just, for her kidney to feel better? you know, and how, what more can I pray for specifically in that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Any closing comments or questions? I'm done. I'm blank. Nothing else? Y'all are such a quiet bunch. I bet you wish your classroom was like this, don't you? You have all your K-4s. Just be really quiet.
I think it's good to talk about the Holy Spirit and how it guides us, though, because there's so much unhealthy use of the Spirit.
Yes.
That really floods the Christian world.
Right.
So it's good to have these kind of discussions and really work through how we should be appropriately coming to the Lord.
Yep, good. Thank you, John.
You know what? As I go to work, I'm starting my day, I'll always pray, because I know God will bring, He brings me people there. He sends people to me sometimes. So I always pray that I'm ready to receive.
Mm, good. Yeah, good. All righty. John, would you close this in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, I give thanks for the given us in this country to be able to come and worship you freely, Lord. We pray that you will be with us as we go about our week, that we can bring glory and praise to your name in all that we do. All these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.